WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to The Feminine Reset, your daily dose of emotional strength. Today, we're diving into something super important. Overcoming those pesky negative thoughts and patterns that can seriously steal our inner peace. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel, stuck on a loop of negativity? You know, those I can't do this or it's all going wrong kind of thoughts. We've all been there, trust me. But here's the good news. We have the power to break free from these thought patterns and cultivate a sense of true inner peace. Think of it like decluttering your mental space, getting rid of the junk that weighs you down, and making room for positivity and strength. So, what are some actionable steps we can take to achieve this? Buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 powerful takeaways that will change your mindset game. First things first, awareness is key. We need to become conscious of those negative thought patterns as they arise. Imagine them like little weeds popping up in your garden. You gotta spot them early before they take over the whole plot. Pay attention to what triggers these thoughts. Is it a certain situation, person, or even time of day? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to manage them. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts, question their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that might not be relevant anymore. There, practice positive self-talk. It sounds simple, but it's so powerful. Start replacing those negative internal chatter with kind, encouraging words. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, your inner voice has immense power. Choose to make it a source of strength and support. Now, let's talk about gratitude. Focusing on what we're grateful for can shift our perspective and cultivate a more positive outlook. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you appreciate, big or small. It could be your health, a loving relationship, a beautiful sunset, anything that brings you joy. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being is crucial for managing stress and negative thoughts. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, taking a relaxing bath, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea. Let me tell you a quick story to illustrate this. Imagine Sarah, a super talented artist who's been struggling with self-doubt lately. She's convinced her work isn't good enough and keeps comparing herself to other artists. This negativity is holding her back from sharing her art with the world. But then Sarah decides to take action. She starts paying attention to those negative thoughts and challenges them. Is my work truly terrible? She asks herself. Or am I just being too hard on myself? She starts practicing positive self-talk, reminding herself of her strengths and past accomplishments. She also makes time for creative activities she enjoys and focuses on appreciating the beauty around her. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mindset shifts. She starts to feel more confident in her abilities and realizes that comparing herself to others is a pointless game. She even decides to share her art with the world. So remember, my beautiful listeners, overcoming negative thoughts isn't about erasing them entirely, it's about managing them effectively and cultivating a positive mindset. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. Remember these key takeaways. Be aware of those negative thoughts, challenge their validity, practice positive self-talk, cultivate gratitude, and never underestimate the power of self-care. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you overcome negative thoughts? Share your experiences in the comments below and let's create a supportive community where we can uplift and empower each other. Don't forget to subscribe to The Feminine Reset and leave us a review. It helps others find their way here. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.